Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Okay.
Oh my, I woke up. We woke up and we're somewhere different.
I woke up.
And where are
we? In a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. Well, let's just say you ever seen HGTV Home Renovations. It's what happened to us. For the audio listeners, we're in a different space. And this is really, this is when everybody who's visually watching and listening, this is when everyone's laughing.
And visual listener, visual watchers and listeners don't get used to
so
it.
So we're kind of in a music studio right now.
Let's see.
We're doing like this, like
bleep, blorp, bleep, blorp, bleep, blorp, bloop.
I'm for the audio listeners only, I am playing on a bunch of different keyboards.
She's also
here,
standing up.
And I'm also standing so you can see the full body effect.
Fit check. What are we
so
wearing?
So this is the full body effect.
Fit check. What are we wearing?
This is Connery. So we're at Connery's house.
Which is where?
In Montreal,
Canada.
In what province?
Ontario. I'm kidding, obviously. It's Quebec.
I did want you to go for another joke.
I'm kidding. Obviously. It's...
name another province.
It's British Columbia.
Name another province.
It's British Columbia.
British Columbia. Good. Okay. You're good.
Come on,
this
I know.
This is a Uniqlo...
Nova Scotia.
Shirt.
Saskatchewan.
These pants are...
Wrangler. I was thinking Levi's.
These socks, Walmart.
Nice.
This bra... are airy.
Oh.
Underwear, airy. So
you're not
going to
show
go.
It?
Get your fucking face out
let's
of
talk,
my
let's
ass.
Let's talk. I got trampoline on the head.
Okay.
Muji, I think it's called Muji Moo hoodie. Cody Phillips pants.
Yep.
Trampoline socks.
That are on sale?
They're available for purchase online at www.trampolineware.com.
Are they? Have you had any sales?
Oh yeah, they're flying off the shelf.
Really?
Yes.
Actually?
Yeah.
How come you never post about it?
Because they're flying off the shelf and I want to keep them in stock. I don't
How
want them
come
to
I'm
sell
your
out.
Best friend and, and I don't know that?
You've never asked. So maybe you should-
Are you lying right now or are you telling the truth?
Maybe you should care a little more.
I do care.
They're not flying off the shelves.
Okay.
I am making sales of them.
But you haven't really promoted them, right?
I haven't really.
No. Wait. Didn't you do a photo shoot?
Connery did a photo shoot.
And did you put it up?
I posted some of the photos. I need to post more of
That's,
the photos
okay.
that Connery's
there we go.
Taken.
So as your restaurant, I'm going.
You're helping me out.
Yeah, I'm going, how can we make that better?
How can we
make some sales on the socks that you designed?
Yeah.
That say, well, now that we're doing it right here, we'll do a little plug.
So
we don't do any ads here unless it's for ourselves. That's not a promise. That's not a promise that won't be forever. Sorry.
The clothing brand is Trampoline. So on the left, let's see if I can.
Yeah.
You might be able to zoom in on this, Connery.
Okay, here we go. So
it says Tramp. Tramp. On the left one.
It's a black sock. There's also, it comes in white. This is,
Sorry.
It's black with two that are a bit longer with two red stripes towards the top. One says left, so you know for left foot.
The left one.
It says Tramp. The other one says Olean, right, identical matching. And there's also the white ones that I have. And the stripes are
blue
and...
The text is red.
I can feel the steam coming from your... Thighs. nice.
It's kind of cool having the moving chairs.
Stop. You guys are so chaotic this episode visually.
It's kind of cool that we have the moving chairs and we're not in our own space.
I know, you're right in my bubble for the visual. Again, once again, the audio listeners, Kyle is in my space, his man spreading towards me. I can feel the thigh and junk heat. Or just if there were waves, like think summertime waves in a cartoon, they're coming at me.
Summertime waves.
You know what I mean? Summertime heat waves.
Mm-hmm.
So, wait, do you remember this? Like, heat waves are freaking me out. Yeah. Okay, I forgot about the song.
So anyway, the socks. Wow. Are available. We're in Montreal at Connery's Place.
I'm like trying to get hyper, but I'm tired. That's my energy.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep. Actually, I'm pretty. But like I did medium. Have a lot of caffeine today.
Yeah.
For me, a lot.
Definitely. I'm pretty medium. I'm just like, I'm not tired. I'm not hype. I'm just right here. I'm coasting.
She's coasting. So we're in Canada for 2 nights.
Yeah.
With our good friend Connery. Do you want to talk? Connery, he's been getting some hate. And that's why he's going to be really quiet this episode, which I understand because...
I don't like to be perceived negatively, but hey, I love but to it's be not perceived just,
well,
positively.
Well, join the club.
I think it's just
I like how like we barely get hate and I'm like, well, if you walked in my shoes, you'd fucking know.
Yeah.
There are people out there who...
Truly get one hate comment like every 2 weeks and I'm like... That's pretty. That's actually like, okay.
She's usually like, she kind of looks like she hasn't showered in a couple of days. That's
no
usually
one said
it.
That.
Yeah.
No one said
usually
that.
Usually that's what it is.
Hey, Connery, no one said can we that. Pipe down a little bit?
And but, hey, Connery, could you shut the fuck up? I've also, that killed you, huh? I shower every day. Did I shower today? No, because I'm at your house in Montreal.
Yeah, and you don't trust the showers here.
We don't trust, the,
I don't trust
showers
the showers
in Montreal.
I just want to use a towel.
I have a clean towel. Always. For you? Always.
Okay, then I might share later.
Okay.
I know someone commented in the last video. They're like, Veronica looks squeaky clean. And you know what they commented about Kyle?
Oh.
What was the comment?
Well, it was in reference to...
He's distracting how hot he is.
No, it had nothing to do with that.
They said how massive your biceps were.
And the bicep.
And because of that, because I don't want to...
51 likes last time I checked.
Because I don't want to be sexualized, I've worn a hoodie today.
Whoa.
For the audio listeners, Kyle's wearing no shirt today. He's joking.
Fun fact.
Yes.
You guys know D'Angelo, the artist?
Of course.
You know D'Angelo?
Yes.
How does it feel?
Yes.
Okay, so when he put that album out... He's shirtless on the cover. The music video for that is, or I don't know if it's that song or a different song, but it's insane. It's just him completely shirtless and seemingly he's not wearing pants either.
Okay.
I think I'm correct in saying that he disappeared for as long as he did because he went away for 15 years or so before he put out another album. Maybe it was 10.
I know the story and he gained weight.
Well, he just didn't like that he was being sexualized and that's why...
Right.
People liked him or women liked him, whatever.
Right.
He didn't like that. So he just went away. But I'm like, dog, that's what you're doing in your
sex sells stuff. Is what they say. That's literally why I am the way I am. I dress the way sells. I dress.
Yeah.
Is because I know people are just zoinking it.
Whoa. Zoinking it?
I did have a moment where I was like.
Do you mean yoinking it?
Yeah.
Are you saying that? Like,
no, they're definitely not as the joke that I'm trying to make.
Well, until we look at if we're going to talk comments.
Well, no, let's not.
I'm not going to talk about specifics. I'm just saying sometimes.
People have crushes.
There are comments and DMs and stuff that are a little.
Listen, my favorite one, there was this video that my friend Billy posted of me. And, you know, I'm looking cute. And someone's like, hear me out. In the right lighting, she's a baddie. And all of them were like backhanded compliments of like, wait, why is she kind of, and then like whatever else. But like, anyways, not a single one. Oh no, there's a couple that were just like, she's beautiful. And I said,
Veronica.
What?
It's because you are beautiful.
Nah.
And don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Kyle.
It's Montreal.
Kyle, Connery, have you guys...
This is called a pivot. This is called...
Do...
Montreal.
Have you guys ever been in love?
Yeah.
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 Have you?
Do you... Yes. Have you ever, like, known someone's, like, the one?
Yeah.
And how quickly...
You have before?
You have.
Yeah.
You have, Connery.
Yeah.
This is serious.
Every single one.
Wait, yeah. No. Okay, see, that's the problem, for real.
That's the problem, huh?
In your relationships...
But they didn't think so.
Did you... So every single one, you were like, you're the one.
Yeah, I don't think I would have started dating them unless I saw them as a potential to be the one.
For sure.
And then at a certain point, you're like, yeah, this could be the one. Because I don't really think that there's one person for everybody.
Yes, there is. Just kidding. I'm not a child. Even though I say that and I'm like...
I'm not a child.
But like my hopeless romantic...
Oh, the ideal,
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, yes, there
but
is.
But see, I don't think yes, it's less... Is. I don't think it's less beautiful to believe that it's... That there's... Like, it's like... There are many people in this world that would... You know, match your energy. It's like a working relationship,
and you're picking right. this one.
You know exactly, and that is the commitment
Connery,
that person
you're talking too
is.
Much. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just. No,
and you're picking
ahead.
One.
That was good though.
Go
yeah,
I agree
the,
with that.
The picking is the magic.
Is the choosing. So yeah, there the is technically a one. It's the one you choose.
Sure, exactly. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And what about you, Kyle?
That's the same. That's we were just saying
were
that
just
together.
Saying that?
We were just saying,
were
that,
just saying
together,
that together,
Connery
yeah.
and I.
Yeah. Yeah. I think.
Have
yeah.
you thought that about? Every relationship you've been in?
I've only ever really, you know, I haven't had very many serious relationships. You know this.
I'm just wondering. So how many have you been had?
Huh?
How many have you had?
I'm not getting into the dirty details.
Oh my
on
God.
Here. I'm not.
This is a vulnerable podcast. This is where people learn about us.
I'm not getting into the dirty details.
Come on, open up a little bit. I'm trying to get the juicies.
I'm not getting into the dirty details.
The girlies want to know. The boys want to know, okay?
I thought we were going to open this up and I was going to talk about how I went to Tim Hortons and they didn't speak
oh,
English.
Oh, people don't want to hear that. People want to hear this shit.
And because they didn't speak English, I got the wrong
so,
donut.
Have you ever thought someone was the one?
No, I don't think so. Okay.
That's good, yeah.
That's what we wanted to know.
Well, I guess we can...
That's all I need to know.
Yeah, we should just...
You've never... We're moving on.
You know who also thinks everyone is the one?
What?
Our friend Michael.
Fact. Because I think because we're all creatives, we're all immature for our age.
Speak for yourself, dog.
Bro.
I don't think that about myself.
I think we're all romantic.
We're all romantic, hopeless yeah. romantics.
Yeah.
Besides this one who's never thought someone was the one. For audio listeners only, I'm picking my nose at this moment. Okay, that's all you want to... You don't want to give them a little bit more?
I don't want to get into dirty details.
There's no dirty details. You can be vague.
It's dirty details.
You can ask me anything. For once in your goddamn life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't really have a good question.
How
many times have you been with somebody, a man or a woman, not gonna discriminate, because I'm not so sure of your full history, you know? I'm not just going to assume. How many times have you thought to yourself or even said to the person, I'm going to marry this man or woman?
Twice, maybe three times.
Mm-hmm. Like with conviction.
But in not to them.
Yeah.
But more of like had the thought. It's been a passing like, or especially in the honeymoon phase, you are drunk with love and you don't know what's or infatuation. You don't know what's what, you don't know what's down, you don't know what's up. It's the after.
That's where the love happens.
That's where you find the seeds out. Grow. Mm-hmm. See, in those moments, I am saying the craziest shit. And have I said it in it back to people when I maybe didn't mean it, but didn't know that in the moment? But you go, oh, I'll convince myself later. Right. Yeah. But does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. That's just my question.
So now we can talk about Tim Hortons, everybody.
There's a lot of subtext in this episode. A lot of subtext.
We hang out too much.
Do we know what's what? Do we know who's who?
Where's the line?
So now back to the really fun stuff of the podcast that everyone wants to hear about. Yeah, go ahead.
Episode 28.
Now it's time for Kyle's 30-minute... Everyone, get ready.
He's already said
30 minutes of a story.
I said it. I said the story.
He said the whole story. Now he's going to say it again.
I'm not going to tell it. I already said it.
That you went to Tim Hortons and?
I said it. We went to Tim Hortons. They didn't speak English.
Spoke French.
Yes. I asked for a donut.
Honey cruller.
I didn't get it. They gave me a Boston cream.
Looked you dead in the eyes.
Well, that could have been spoke. Like, see, now you're cutting it too much. You have to meet in the middle.
Okay.
Because that could be learning. Okay, still. Guys. So like, whatever. We just crossed the border. We got
Let's see
Tim
how
Hortons.
Sure I can make it.
I think that was it.
We just crossed the border. I'm taking this from you. This is a little plagiarism. We just crossed the border. Veronica really wants to go to Tim Hortons, get some Timbits. We go. Excuse you.
No, I just smelt it.
It's not my word.
And we had Japanese curry and it was amazing. And
we go. That's what I just smelt. And it's kind of, it's across the border, but it's still like middle of nowhere Canada, it feels like. Quebec. We go to Tim Hortons, we go through the drive-thru, whole menu's in French, because that's what they do over here. And I say, hello. And they were
I
like,
say, bonjour.
What is it?
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir. Said, hi.
What does bonsoir mean?
Like, good evening. Bonsoir is good evening.
And then I kind of just assumed that they were going to know English.
You rolled up and said, good night.
I kind of just assumed they were going to know English.
Bienvenue.
And I said, could I get one honey cruller?
Yeah.
And the guy goes, vanilla?
Oh, he did say that, yeah.
And I was like, what? No.
Then a woman...
And then he says, I don't even know what he said. Something in French. Some other woman. And she goes, hello? And I said, hi, could I get one honey cruller? And she goes, pull to a window. I was like, okay. Pull up to the window. She's there. Very sweet. I thought she was going to be a little rude.
Very sweet.
But she was not. She was very sweet. And we said honey cruller and she's looking at us like, Veronica's like Googling
she's
honey
cruller.
She's
looking at us like we have two heads.
Veronica's Googling honey cruller on her phone to show her a picture. But then she comes back with it and she holds it up and she said, this one. We're like, yes, that's the one. And also 10 Timbits assorted, however you would like. She says, okay. We pay, we take the bag.
And it was like a moment. We're like, yes, that's the donut. We're like, yes.
Yeah, like, it was
like
a moment.
Cheering we're the only people at the Tim Hortons.
She puts her thumbs up. She says, great. I know that it's this one.
Yep.
Timbits, we get them. We pay for everything. We're driving. We're eating the Timbits. And I'm like, okay, it's time for me to have my honey cruller now. I open the bag. It's a Boston cream.
It's Boston cream.
And I'm like, how could that have happened? 1730. You're playing
she
a joke
was
on
a Boston
me.
Cream.
She verified.
You're playing a joke on me.
Well,
you're playing
know
a prank
that
at this point.
The Quebecois hate the English people.
Some of them do.
Anglophones.
Let alone someone with an Ohio license plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were pranking you.
They were pranking me.
Yeah. There was some, you know. They don't like. I'm a kid, you know.
We just wrapped our Philly and Pittsburgh shows as this is coming out.
Okay, I was like, have we? I don't remember. Yeah. I literally was like, wow, do I need to go to the hospital? Because I don't remember doing that.
Yeah, no, not yet. But as this comes out, we'll have done it already.
Wow.
And
that fucked me.
The Pittsburgh show is just...
And we've... Okay. Manifest.
Just us.
And we sold them out.
And we sold
amazing.
Out both of the shows. And they were both incredible shows. There was a standing ovation.
Oh my gosh.
They asked us to do the show again and all the people in the audience paid just as much
and
money
Lauren
as they did
Michaels
for the first time.
And Lauren Michaels was in the audience and said, come host the show next week. So
and
that's what we're doing this week.
We're going to be hosting SNL
this week.
And we also have... We're after that, we are leaving shortly, very soon, to go to LA. Mm-hmm. We've got shows there in San Diego, in Los Angeles, in San Francisco,
Tickets
Netflix
are in the bio.
Is a joke.
Netflix is a Festival, joke for Veronica.
Which I don't know if there are many tickets left
May 11th. Yeah. Pull up to that.
Typewriter Dynasty, 10 p.m. We have a 7 Dynasty p.m. Typewriter. We have a 10 p.m.
Yes. And hit the subscribe button. Hit the motherfucking follow button. Hit the notification button. Comment down below. Give us a thumbs up. It really helps the algorithm. And
wait.
Go check us our bonus content
on
Patreon.
I have to say this. The Toronto show, all my fellow Canadians, we sold out 7 p.m. We've added a 10 p.m.
Woo!
Get your ass there June. June 13th.
Oh, that's right. June.
If anyone asked me, I would say you're on the moon. There's a star or two. Okay, that was Parker.
Parker
Tate. Parker
Tate.
June. Shout out.
So anyway, guys, that's all the stuff that we have to plug. And
I have something to plug.
Oh.
Right
now. Whoa.
Plug it.
We said in the last episode.
Oh, yeah.
That we were like, right off the bat, we're like, okay, we're like musical. We're going to make, like, we should make a song. Guys, we did. did we have a little bit of, and did we have a little bit of wine? Last night and made this song. Yes.
Weed and wine.
Was that a little faded last night? A little bit. I had one glass of wine and about half a puff of weed. And I was like this. Cross-eyed.
This is Veronica smoking.
I'm like this.
She goes like this. She goes.
And goes.
I don't think I got any. Hold on. Okay, I got some.
And I go, where are the Doritos?
I did.
Where are the Doritos? Where are the Hint of Lime Totinos? Shout out Hint of Lime Totinos.
Tostitos.
Hint of Lime Totinos.
Totinos is
those
pizza
Those are my
rolls.
Favorite. Totinos you is hate pizza those,
rolls.
Right?
I hate the Hint of Lime.
Hint of, Connery?
Cannot stand Hint of Lime.
Oh, of course. I was munching on
tonight.
Them. I have.
I can't stand
the Hint of
lime?
Lime.
This is what I was saying.
Tostinos?
Tostitos.
Tostitos.
No, now we're all fucked up.
Tostitos.
Tostinos.
No. Tostitos. No. It's with a D.
Tostitos.
And pizza rolls is Totinos.
Tostitos.
Tostitos is
not
the
Totinos?
No. Totinos is pizza rolls.
Also, there's no D.
What?
Yeah, there's no D.
There's no D. It's Tostitos. All T's.
It's a T.
Yeah.
Tostitos, yeah. Not Tostitos.
This is the worst podcast.
Yeah.
This is the worst podcast. Oh,
God. So anyway, we're going to play you guys a song. Are you going to play it?
No, you're going to play it.
I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
With a D.
With a D. No, no, it's with a D.
With a D. I already know that's the clip.
Where was
I already
the
know
D?
That's the clip.
Tostitos. Where
no, is the D? Tostitos.
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 Okay, let's preface this.
Is this the best song we've ever made?
This is a song the three of us made. And we made two songs, not one.
Yeah.
Two songs.
It's genuine.
And in the bonus Patreon episode today, we're going to make lyrics because we just produced, Kyle produced
the second one.
And he was like this, his eyes were like this so high on the couch. We didn't talk to him for an hour, Connery and I, because we were working on the other song. And we turned over and he's like this, I'm cooking. I'm cooking.
And I was cooking.
And it's really fucking good.
Yeah. So we are going to play.
So we're going to play the first one. That killed me, the twist.
It's sincere, no? This one?
Listen, we were just like, let's just play around.
Yeah.
And it's all about like the one, if anyone has like, you know, ever felt that way. That you'd probably have to know that within.
I thought it was more so
the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, also, let's preface this by saying Kyle.
So maybe it was kind of foreshadowing.
Kyle makes music.
Yeah.
And that's what he did before this.
Yes.
So he made sincere music before he became Goofy Guy.
Yes. But I was also Goofy Guy before I made sincere music.
For sure. But you were never Goofy
Connery,
music
Connery?
Guy.
Correct.
Shut the fuck up.
All right. Let's play it. You guys ready?
Okay, yeah.
I can go higher.
little middle eight break.
You kind of think it's a bridge, but it's not. Down below if you fuck with this. We did it. We delivered.
Not one, but two songs. We didn't play the second one, too.
Are we playing the second one?
Yeah, but
Let's save it for the bonus.
No, I'm going to play it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So then we're going to write lyrics to it as well. But anyways, let's talk about that one. Let's talk about the creation of it. How did that come to be? That's crazy. I feel so vulnerable right now.
Well, really?
Not really.
I was going to say, that makes you feel vulnerable?
Like, kind of. There's no irony though.
Yeah, so we, you know, in the last episode obviously mentioned we promised that we would make a song.
I don't make music.
No.
You do.
Yeah.
I've never made music. So that was my first time being like, okay, I don't know.
Let's try it.
Like, what if you say like this line? Like, what if you break my heart? And then Connery's like, well, let's say that differently. And I was like, whoa, what if you let me go? You're like, maybe different.
But we did it. And I would say for the most part, Connery did the production.
Yeah.
It started with something that I played on the keyboard and then...
I was just about to say, I think the interesting part about that was that you were messing around.
Yeah.
And then I went, no. Which I think this is my little production thing that I think about a lot, which is first thought, best thought. This was the very first thing you played.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, no, let's make something different. And I went, no, let's record that. We recorded that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just absolutely chopped it and reversed it and made it into something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then a song happened.
Can you shut the fuck up, please?
I knew it was
Did
coming.
Did you know?
I knew it was coming.
Well, Dolly Parton wrote Jolene and I Will Always Love You within 20 minutes of each other.
Yeah.
No way.
So I think that's what happened last night. When I had half a puff of weed.
Is that true?
The weakest weed you could find.
Hold on, that's actually true.
That's actually true.
20 minutes apart?
When you're in the pocket, you're in the pocket.
Wow.
I know.
Lynn says the ideas are out there, you just have to go fishing.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Eno says you just got to show up.
Yep.
Yep.
So which one is... So this is... That's Jolene.
So that's Jolene.
And then what I'm about to play is I Will Always Love You.
I Will Always Love You. Okay. Which, again, on the Patreon bonus episode, I think it'll be a fun one. We're going to just like,
oh,
maybe.
We should also just say Durham.
Okay.
I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, we should also say that my bandmate Durham.
Yes.
Did a lot of instrumental
Durham
stuff
also,
as well.
Is the one who does all the instrumentals for the music.
Underneath you guys.
Underneath some of the stuff we do. But so this next one, what was your inspiration?
Yeah.
How were you feeling? Mm-hmm. How did this come? What was going on in that mind of yours
mm-hmm.
on that couch?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even want to be touched or looked at.
I was thinking, love is a dagger. I need to just take what I'm feeling inside and allow others to hear it in a way that, because I'm not good with words, you know.
Love is a dagger should be a lyric in this at some point.
So, you know, how I'm feeling on the inside,
yeah.
I had to let people know
mm-hmm.
yes.
via how I can communicate that, which is through.
Right. So is this like through an experience that you're having or have had?
Yes.
Romantically?
Yeah.
Wow.
Connery, is there
What's
a way
that,
to-
What is that? Like, tell us more about that.
Is there a way to download the songs from here because I want to put a limiter on it because it'll mess up my computer speakers if I don't.
Anyway, quick question. Did you make it with a master plugin on the...
No.
Oh, okay. So it's just straight up just clipping the master.
Yes.
Awesome.
Awesomeness.
I can do that right now.
And we're going to make this longer too, yeah?
Yeah.
So this is just this is a little clip. This is a little...
Can I...
If you're in your car, as I know some of you listen to this while driving to work or something, and you're rocking the fuck out, let us know. Should we quit our day jobs and should we become musicians?
Yeah.
Hold on. I am a musician.
Connery, you're not part of the
podcast.
Oh,
wait. I can't talk. Fuck.
Connery, you're not listening. I'm just kidding. I'm being too mean. I can't even.
Is it not downloadable?
I thought I turned it on. Let me just make sure.
Downloadable.
Yeah, sometimes from here you can download it.
Yeah, I think it's downloadable.
Now it is.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Wait, no, it says copy link.
Allow downloads. There you go. Try that. Shout out Untitled.
Okay.
There we go. Okay. So I need
to also, we were listening to Journals by Justin Bieber on the way to Montreal. That album is the best Justin Bieber album.
Big time.
Hits after hits. What's a king, babe, without a queen?
Which we were just talking about. I thought the lyric for that was, what's a king bed without a queen?
What was the other fact you told me about?
And that's a good one.
Bad Day has same sort of beat.
They don't sample. I guess it's interpolate.
Influenced.
They interpolate.
They interpolated it.
They interpolate It Was a Good Day by Ice Cube for the song Bad Day by Justin Bieber.
It was a bad day. Do you know that?
No, not the Justin one.
It's great.
It's a good one. Okay, so this is now Kyle's song. What's it called, Kyle?
It's called One Toke.
Great.
Is what I titled the beat.
I would have called it Half. Half Toke.
Half Toke. Okay. So yeah, that's kind of like the I Will Always Love You to the Jolene of what we made last night.
For real though, we threw in a little like, well, because then what people didn't see is us, after we're absolutely blasted out of our minds, we all took a, we tried to sing over top of it with auto-tune, which I really am excited to listen to. Maybe we'll
hear the bonus.
Yeah. So what does everyone think?
Should we start a band?
Should we do an EP?
Should we drop all things?
Do we go on tour with their songs? And do we, you know, again, this is one evening. This was about 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Think about what we can do if we actually did...
2 days.
2 days, you know?
3 days.
Or do we drop this and never talk about it again? Let us know.
Or do we just not drop it?
I like them. I like them both a lot.
So we need a band.
I got the bug.
We need a name.
Yes.
Comment names down below.
What do you think?
Band
What's a
name?
Good name?
Well, I came up with imposters because of Among Us.
And
my idea was that we wear we dress like Among Us characters.
Yeah.
Kind of like, we're like that. The Daft Punk of this generation, but we wear Among Us masks.
I like that a lot.
And we go by the imposters.
What about,
what about Salamander?
What about...
That's actually a good band name.
What about Partner? I just saw Partner.
Yeah, we just leave like things.
What about
in my room.
Skincare group?
Yeah, exactly.
No, literally, that's right. What about Cher?
What about West Village? What about
Partner? I kind of like. There's something there.
What about
Salamander's a good band.
Panasonic. Name. Anyway,
Salamander feels 100 gecks though.
Does it?
Because it's geckos.
Yeah.
Salamander feels like a Midwest like. It's like a Midwest alt rock, like a Pavement or something.
200 Salamanders.
There can't be two duos.
About 200 Salamanders.
Okay, that I can get on board with. No, it's two. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What about the Keys?
Like the Black Keys.
Like the Black Keys. Yeah.
No, but anyways, how about
Piano Man?
Kung Fu Panda.
That's not in just
the
to
band.
Clear, that's not in my room.
Kung
You're not
Fu
looking
Panda.
At something
yeah,
in my room.
Like, I'm just trying to look for a Kung Fu Panda.
Just want to be
Kung
very
Fu
clear.
Panda 2, Kung Fu Panda 3, and Kung Fu Panda 4.
Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda. Becoming over the band name is the hardest thing in the world.
Yeah, not really.
When you like care about Uh-oh. Did he follow you here? Is he here in Montreal?
Is this... He's coming.
Oh, hey, what's up, Paul?
The name of a band hardly even matters. It's less about the name of the band and more about the actual music that they're creating. You could name yourself anything. I think anyone listens so long as the music's good.
Okay, so what's your favorite band name?
Like Paul? A simple one, for instance, Red Hot Chili Peppers. When you think about the fact that their band name is simply named after a plant or a vegetable. And that their music is the way that it is, it just doesn't make much sense because the band name doesn't really matter that much. It's about the music, not about the name of the band.
What's the worst band name but best band?
See, you can't even equate it to anything because there is no good or bad band name. All the names are just simply how we refer to them. Even the song titles don't matter. It's not about the title of the song. It's about the song itself.
That cough
is a detail. Thank you so much, Paul. Do you have anything else to say about, or what would you name our band, Kyle and I's band?
Interesting. I think you could maybe just even call yourselves Veronica and Kyle, or you could do something that has to do with one of your silly videos. But to me, it again, doesn't really matter because it's less about the name of the band. It's more about the music.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for
that. I have to go.
See you later.
That was Paul, everybody.
See you later, Paul.
It's true. Paul is right.
He's
what about The Office?
I look up to Paul a lot because his philosophy on things is really interesting sometimes.
It is very much like yours.
What's that? Well, I don't really believe that. I think band names are super important.
You think?
Yeah, big time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite band name?
I mean, I'm going to like my favorite bands when you say that. But no. I think truly a great band name is My Chemical Romance. Great name. It's a great name for a band.
It is. I have a favorite.
My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's hard because there's a band that I think is a great band name, but I don't think it's a good band name. Like,
what?
Band of Horses is a great band name. I just don't really think it's a good band. Like, I'm like, that's a clever, good band. Like, mm-hmm. a group of horses is called a band.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Band of Horses.
How about?
Were they kind of jokey with it or is it serious?
No, they're very serious. That's right. Like why I think
I remember
it
the. Yeah. But,
what's your favorite band name, Veronica?
I don't know. I'm thinking like, I'm like, oh my, like Arcade Fire. Like I remember,
that's
I was like, that's
band
a great
name.
Band name. But now like, I'm thinking of like a more modern band. Also like what modern bands?
The 1975. That's it. That's not actually
I don't
it.
I
but
love
like,
that.
What other bands are there?
Or bands right now?
As far as like massive,
Greta Van Fleet?
Huge bands.
No offense.
30 Seconds to Mars.
I knew you were going to say that.
Not a bad name.
I guess so.
I guess so.
I'm kind of whatever
I don't
on
know.
That band name.
I'm being a hater. Like the 1975, it's not like the greatest name, but it's not like the worst name.
I think it's awesome. I think it's a really cool name.
Really?
Yeah. Just because I can't really think of any other
the 1975
band names that really include...
Numbers.
Like
numbers
that.
Are fun.
And it's a literary reference.
30 seconds.
To what?
It's, I'm going to fuck this up, but it's a reference to a scribbling on the back of like an Ernest Hemingway book or Catcher in the Rye. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. some literary reference where he read and he signed it off as the 1975 as opposed to just the date.
Okay, right.
Very interesting.
I'm trying to think of another band that I...
Jack Kerouac, sorry, my bad. He had a poetry book that said first June, the 1975, right on the back.
Right. I don't... It's true. Like, what modern bands are there right now that I...
Well, this is also just like the classic thing where someone says, think of this.
And then you can't think of anything.
Yeah, you're just like.
But we've had this discussion before of like, oh, what are bands right now? There's a lot of artists. Mm-hmm. There's not really like bands.
We're not in. I think we're entering a band revival because I think we've hit peak artist saturation.
Yes.
So I think we're headed there. But I mean, I think Black Midi is a cool band name. Whatever you think about that band, I like that band name. Shut up, dude.
What?
Black Midi is a good band name.
How about, who were we listening to the other day, my friend? Joy Again. That's a good name.
Joy Again. Joy Division.
What's the guy's
Radiohead
name?
Radiohead is a great band name.
The guy from 13 Reasons Why, Dylan Minnette, has a band. And it's called...
The Bleachers?
No. Bleachers is...
Jack Antonoff.
Jack Antonoff.
The Beaches.
No.
That's a Canadian Toronto... girl band.
Dylan Minnette. His Wallows? Band name is Wallows.
Wallows.
Yeah. That's a very 2014 band name. For some reason, that's
I don't
a very
love that lame.
Lame.
They don't love that lame.
Oh, who went by lame? We're not going to just keep coming up with band names here.
Well, it is a good, hey, people are probably like, you know, thinking about, you know, what their band name
is. We are going to get musical in a second here as we dive into.
What about Facebook?
The Facebook?
Yeah. I kind of like that stuff.
The Facebook.
Wait, is there something called... Oh, the internet. Someone's the internet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sid the Kid.
Right, Sid the Kid. Good band.
What do you say we...
Yeah.
Thank some people and maybe it ends up getting...
Connery, give the music.
Are you okay? Excuse me, are you okay? Whoa. What the hell is going on?
Who are you?
I'm...
You can just come up with something.
No, it's a different...
It doesn't have to be anything.
Who are you?
Oh, my name is Trevor.
Trevor? What year is this?
What year is it? Probably fifth. I think it's 568.
Really?
Yeah.
So I've gone back in time.
Yeah, that's right. What's up? Dude.
Why do you sound...
What?
Why do you sound like that?
Sound like what?
You sound like...
Like what? Normal?
It's different. I'm speaking normal. I've never heard anybody speak the way you're speaking.
I mean, I'm from up north or something, but that's it.
Up north?
Yeah.
Where was that?
Anyways, what's up? What's up, man?
I've been frozen, thinking I was traveling to the future, but it turns out I've traveled to the past somehow.
Wow. Okay, cool. So how can I help you or something?
I'm looking for some people.
Are you hungry?
I could use a bite.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm like kind of like a, I'm like a, was it not like I'm like an old like a security guard, but like a knight.
Oh.
Like I'm like a tree chopper. I'm like kind of like a.
Why would you ever?
I protect people and stuff like that. Yes. You know.
Trevor.
Yeah. What's up?
I've frozen myself with.
Yeah, you said that.
Some others, and I thought we were going
with some others. What?
To the future.
What is with this? Last time I gave a loaf of bread to some orphans or some shit, and today, what the hell?
But now it seems I've gone back in time as opposed to going forward in time. But I'm looking for a gang of people.
I think your brain got all jumbled up in that too.
That froze themselves with me.
What?
I'm looking for a gang of people that froze themselves with me.
Dude, I don't see nobody. I see you and Or you must be like hungry or something, right?
I'll tell you their what? Names if maybe you know them.
I don't know anybody, man.
I'm just out here, this town.
Dude, I'm just doing my job. I'm just like doing I'm just like a security guard, but like I'm wearing like chains. I have like a sword and shit.
Yes.
But
listen here. This is who I'm looking for. Please help me. Maybe you know the
names.
Damn,
where'd you get that list out from?
Sarah Dahlstrom.
Did you freeze it too?
Finn Bruce. No, it's not a list. I know the names off the top of my head.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Finn Bruce, Lucy Walker Cox, Zan, AOP Poo Sponsor, Lily One of One, Aaron Ruggiero, Carson, Katie Chase, Nelson Brooks, Eric Burke, Hayden Kuhn, Charlie, Bella Pradica, Adrian Dubicki, Carlotta Ossenberg, Haley Jeffers, Bad Sick, Ashlyn, Jamo Yamo, Susie Alvarez, Martin Legrand, Belle Stone, Lowly, Coco, Mia Babadia, Andre Sanchez, Ali, Jack Blore, Lars Strelitz, Holden McGroin, Bob Sacamano, and of course, Kaylee Lang, Sophie Serenkowski, Kelly Beach, Hot Sauce Haley, Dana Kreisman, Manso Wisa, Louis, Hannah Newson, Daniel Vernard, Poppy Davies, Stink, Emily Faith, Willie One of One, Ben Hare, Deals for Reels, Arthur, Emma Likes Things, Favi, Caspian, Lil Lizard, Antonio Mora, Hannah Anderson, Josiah, Maggie Moran, Mackenzie, Troy and Haley Koslaw, Ray, DJ Khaled Sticker Girls, You the Best, Danny, Manny, Chris, Mazin Abagabi.
Wait.
Do you know them?
Did you say Chris?
Yes.
You said Chris, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he's like right over here. Chris. Hey, Chris, buddy.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Oh, nothing much. How are you?
Just this guy over here got frozen or some shit and he's like looking for you, I think.
I knew you were going to do this to me.
This ain't the Chris I'm looking for.
I can't be the Chris.
That's literally Chris.
No.
There's only like 100 people that live on the planet right now because everyone's dying of food poisoning and of other poisonings and other, there's like not like medicine stuff. So this is Chris. He's 13.
Chris.
So,
what is this weird language you're speaking?
What do you mean weird language? It's the same language you're speaking.
From the medieval times.
What's up is something I've
this
never heard.
This medieval time speaking language. What?
Did you say you're from the future?
I suppose.
Where, what year are you from?
1736.
Not that far.
Are you sure you're not from 1738?
I hope.
That'd be awesome. That would be scene.
Did you hear the, you didn't hear the last one.
It was a good transition.
The last one was, everyone was like, it was great.
It was literally, you go, and now I need to transition to 1738.
Ah, fuck yeah.
1738.
We're definitely like an hour in, and we're like, I hope it was 1738.
What I did think was about to happen was I thought you were going to do that. I thought you were going to make me read the list because you didn't want him to read the list.
Oh, no.
I read the list.
I know.
Yeah.
Great. Well, that left on a cliffhanger, to say the least.
Big cliffhanger. Who's to say what's going to happen with Trevor and the person from the future?
But
I think it's interesting that Trevor's a really interesting character.
I like Trevor.
Trevor's cool.
Are we going to get poutine tonight?
Yeah. As a matter
of fact, could you try and say it in the way that's supposed to be pronounced?
Mm-mm. Poutine.
Oh,
try again. I'm gonna go again.
It's probably a poutine.
No teen.
Poutine. Do you know how to say butterfly in French?
Butterfly.
That was like where were we yesterday?
Papadilio.
We went to go get really, really, really good Indian food around here.
Oh yeah.
And like, you know,
everybody does
Montreal
this.
Is an English.
Everybody does this.
They do speak English, but just the fact that we've crossed a border and like they do speak French here. Kyle's ordering. He's like,
you're gonna exaggerate it.
And I'll get the Coca-Cola.
No,
speaking to a guy who probably speaks Punjabi.
It was an Indian restaurant and English.
English.
I was just pronunciating also because I don't really know
and the. butter chicken?
No. See, I don't know the
It was really, really funny.
I don't know how to pronounce all of the menu items. And so I'm saying it with, you know, a little extra
the emphasis. Menu items. Butter chicken?
No, not butter chicken. It was the name of the restaurant.
Vegetable tally.
Perrier?
Yeah, meat tally.
Yeah.
I think I said tally.
Tally.
That's okay.
Tally. Yeah. I was like, the meat
good.
Tally.
That place is good.
Shout out Tally's.
The meat tally.
Really, really, really
and
good if you're in Montreal.
I said, and two Perrier? Like yeah. That. And two Perrier?
Yeah. That Perrier?
It's yeah, just classic though. Everybody does that when
I
they
know,
go.
I know. It is funny though.
Overseas.
It is funny. Overseas?
Or you
we
know,
drove 7 hours.
when they go
do
to
you do that
country.
When you're in Ontario, like in an English speaking part of Canada?
No. That's because it's when you go somewhere where the language is different.
That's true.
Like when I went to Paris, I'm like ordering and I to let them know that I don't really speak French. Mm-hmm. I say, "Hello, hello."
Okay.
Could I get this one? I don't actually do an accent.
I have a
yes.
question for a sec.
Just to, I have an in and out.
Oh.
I have an out.
Late to the game, in and out. Let's hit it.
I know.
Let's do it.
Can I just have one? Okay.
Insert music.
I know that, I'm keep doing outs, but I need to do it. Maybe I'll think of an in.
Sure. Hit us with the out.
Okay. First. Hit your out.
Okay. 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 I know my in. Okay. I'll hit you with an in first. In watching TV. Watching scripted television, I think, is finally coming back in. We had the reality TV. Also, this season of Survivor, fucking tell me you're watching it. Start it now. It is so good. We are back, baby. We are back. This episode, this season of Survivor is in. Tell me you're watching it. Tell me you're watching it.
I'm watching it.
It is unreal, Connery. It is
okay. So
good. They have, I don't know, every character is big. I'm kind of rooting for everybody. There's some villains, finally. There are like, you know, the big tough guys who are smart, who are insensitive, big threats. You know, they're getting them out of here. It's really good.
Then, I want to be on Survivor.
It is. I think you do really good.
After watching it, I really want
to
be on it.
It is truly this season. You don't need to start anywhere, but they've brought it back. The last couple seasons have been little rough, I will say. This one, they bring it back.
Why? Why do you think that is? What is so special?
Casting.
Yeah.
Casting.
It's specifically what, though?
I don't think they... I think they kind of went too far in, like... Now everyone's nerdy and, like, a fan of Survivor.
Right. That's how I feel about
rather
watching
than
it.
Rather than, like...
It's like meta.
A single mom nurse who needs this $1 million. Even though I don't know if there are many characters like that, but like there are different classes. I think that's what's like interesting about it. I think even like Mike White was on Survivor, who wrote
White Lotus.
White Lotus, thank you. Who wrote White Lotus, and like, you know, I think that's kind of where some of the inspiration is from. Just being, you know, because you get stripped of everything you don't eat, and it's just like people existing and battling it out for $1 million. And like I think they just went for like nice people, honestly, which just is not, you can have a couple of nice people, but it's just not good TV.
There's some people who have been on the show more than once. No.
Oh yes, yes, yes. Yeah. It's a great, like
the woman from Traitors.
Yes.
What was her name? I can't remember.
I don't remember either.
She was on Survivor twice.
There's a ton of people that, there's people who've won twice.
Whoa.
How?
Whoa.
That's crazy. It is such a, it's the hardest
two-time
game ever.
Winner of Survivor.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Wild.
We need to really do some Survivor history, but
yeah,
very good.
So TV's
that's
in.
TV is in. As I said, scripted television was in.
Immediately
as I go
Survivor.
Back to the Survivor, it's, that season is really good. Or this season is really good. Out. Charcuterie boards. They're out. They had
a moment.
They had a moment. They're never like, it's like pizza. They're never actually going to be out forever. Or ever out, but there was like a big charcuterie board movement.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'll bring a charcuterie board to the,
and I'm like, don't,
to the park.
Leave the meats and the cheeses at home.
I'll bring a charcuterie board.
Will
to
I
the park.
Eat it if it's for me? Absolutely.
Let me ask you this: Is there
what
any,
else? Yes.
I was going to say, what's going to replace,
it? I was thinking of this.
What's going to replace the charcuterie board?
Damn. I was going to say pizza, but that's...
Well, I'll tell you this. If I'm looking at like a spread, I'm at like a Super Bowl party,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Or just a like pre-dinner gathering.
There is an answer here. There's a charcuterie board.
There's some other things up there. The thing I'm gravitating towards 10 times out of 10 is the chips and salsa.
Or guac.
But most of the times I feel like someone just cracks open a thing of salsa, pours it in.
Right.
I'm heading right there.
Yeah.
Every time.
You're heading for your what is it? That chili?
Oh, Skyline chili dip.
Holy shit. It was
incredible.
It was Thanksgiving.
It was incredible.
Kyle's like, I'm going to bring an Ohio cuisine.
Cincinnati
cuisine. This was, what is it?
Oh, it's good.
What is
it? Cuisine.
Cuisine.
Yeah. I'm doing French. I'm doing French now. It was the most, I've never tasted anything like it before in my entire life.
You didn't even really try it, did you?
I did. Okay. It was. You love American cheese, which I will never.
It's cheddar. On,
it's not.
On the dip. It's not American cheese. It was cheddar
cheese. I know,
but
just American cheese in general.
On a burger, maybe.
No, that's not okay.
Like plastic cheese? Like the little thin
like just American cheese that they throw on like a smash burger.
Okay.
No, I don't even know what that is. I mean, like I don't even know. Like, you know what I mean? Is that cheese? I don't think it's actually cheese.
I don't think so.
No.
I think it is.
I don't think it is.
I just fact checked. It says no, not cheese.
So it was, describe it for me. Go ahead.
Okay. So Skyline chili, for those who don't know, Cincinnati chili is like a watery, it's not like your thick bean style chili. It's more like a
watery.
It's more like a pasta sauce. It's thinner. It's like, it's much more watery. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a meat sauce is how a lot of people describe it. And traditionally, it's served over top a plate of spaghetti with a mountain of shredded cheddar cheese on top of that. And that's how you do it. Skyline chili dip is a base of cream cheese followed by the Skyline chili, followed by the cheddar shredded cheddar cheese. You put it in the oven. You let it really bake. Get that cream cheese nice and hot. Get everything nice and hot.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it out. You dip... Fritos scoops.
Tostitos.
Are the big ones. Fritos scoops. And some people also do use just tortilla chips, but it's really good with Fritos scoops. And then that's Skyline chili dip.
You just described
it. It's at every party, every Super Bowl party, every like Sunday.
I'm so sorry.
Big whatever party, Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving thing. There's going to be Skyline dip.
And it's going to be gone. Describing that to me. And it's also, there's a cinnamon taste to it.
In the chili, yeah.
Yeah.
Immediately, it makes me want to run to the bathroom, take off all my clothes, have one of those shits. You know.
Yeah. Oh, well, that chili. Yeah. Yeah. If you have Skyline, like you specifically, we're going to need to be near a bathroom.
Yeah. 1,000%.
Yeah. It's going to really wreck you.
Wrecking ball.
Oh, yeah.
It is. I am praying to God going, truly, been there numerous times.
Oh, yeah.
I'm praying to God. I'm going, I will never eat it at Skyline chili again. Please just let me, let this go. Please just let me go. I will never eat Skyline chili again. I'll never eat Skyline chili again. I'll never do anything bad again. I won't be mean to my sister anymore. I promise.
Yeah.
You don't have to make the sound effects.
It's for our audio listeners only.
Yeah, I'll add it in afterwards.
Yeah, so anyway, that's Skyline chili dip.
Yeah.
In.
Oh, it's
Skyline chili's in.
Okay, we can, yes, ins and outs can be different.
You know what?
But seriously, what's the replacement of a charcuterie board? What are people bringing to...
Instead?
Like, I feel like pigs in a blanket must have been big in like the 90s, right?
Yeah, well, I was going to say...
And then it became charcuterie boards.
I was going to say those little...
Vienna sausages? Those are good.
Yeah, they are.
Vienna sausages?
Yeah.
It's a little canned. They're like tiny little hot dogs. They're this big. And they're in a nice sauce.
I can't explain to you how different our palates are.
Yeah.
Vienna sausages are good.
So
it's why we could never date.
You're like, it's like a little barbecue dog.
A thin parboiled sausage. Parboiled. I gotta say this too. I just gotta chime in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, according to the FDA, American cheese is not real cheese. Yes.
What is it?
As it needs to be over 50% real cheese in order for there to be.
There we go.
So what is it then?
It's a pasteurized cheese. It's a pasteurized milk product.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Where you have that in your palate to be going. Where I'm like, that's not real food.
But you put that on a burger.
No.
It's a thing. Yeah, you do.
I would never.
But you have had burgers before that have American cheese.
I don't really eat burgers, but.
You love burgers.
Yeah, that's your nickname in the friend group.
That's your nickname, Burger Boy.
Your nickname is Burger Girl.
No, it's not.
Burger Girl doesn't have a.
We did have Smash Burgers, but I made you buy real cheese.
They were good as.
They were so good.
Before we wrap
Kyle's
up here,
good
I'm going to be a little producer guy and ask you a question that's kind of related to Trevor, actually.
Wrap up?
Yeah.
Are we that
like
far
it was
in?
2 minutes.
Holy shit.
Yeah, wow. So quick. I have a couple questions really quick.
Okay. It's because we premiered an album.
Yeah, it's because we listened.
It's because we had a listening party on this episode.
Yeah. Question for Veronica. When you're working on a new character, is it fully developed before you... Yeah, just can you sit over there? Can you actually scooch your chair off cam for a second? Keep going. Keep going.
Visual learners.
Kyle is scooching his chair off camera.
Audio listeners only.
Question for Veronica.
Kyle is now off screen and it's just me.
When you're working...
Just the way I like it.
And you're working.
Yeah, it's just she's a star. She's a star.
When you're working on a new character, is it fully developed before you debut it in a new skit, or do you just keep developing it throughout the series?
You keep developing it. I don't like to. There it comes. Heat waves are coming. The cartoon.
I just couldn't
heat
hear
waves.
You.
There. They're coming in. No, I don't really think too much about characters. Sometimes for a live show, I'll have an idea, but it'll develop over time. So I was that a question you had?
No. Okay. Question, I had a little Q&A.
I was like, wait.
I'm curious. I'm so curious.
No, that's my answer. I like things to come. I think that's my improv background of it coming naturally or organically, and you don't think, you just go.
Yeah. Mm. Second question. Veronica.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kyle, can you just...
Yeah, I'm just going to scoot out of the picture
for a second. Thanks.
Okay, and all visual learners, I just pushed Kyle off of the screen this time.
What products do you use for your brows? They slay the house down boots every time.
Oh, mommy.
Also, will there be merch sold at the live shows? Oh, maybe that question is sort of for Kyle. Because you're like a...
No,
like,
I could take that.
Okay, yeah.
What's up?
Sure. No, don't worry about it.
What was the last part of the question?
Don't worry about it, actually. I think Veronica said she could take it.
What was the last part of the question that I heard?
God. Is there going to be merch sold at the live shows?
We are selling merch. Well, give them your brow routine first.
Benefit Clear. It's the silver. Benefit Silver Clear Gel. And I press them up. Mm. First, I just ferment them, which I need to do tonight.
Just for men, them means dye them.
I dye my eyebrows and a darker color.
Fun fact, that product is not just for men.
It's for everybody.
Confusing name.
And very so confusing name. And then I press them up and then I do a little shape up and I don't fill them in. I just kind of let them rock.
What do you do for your eyebrows?
Nothing.
You have great eyebrows.
You do actually. Damn, you have great eyebrows.
I know.
For the visual learners.
The visual learners.
I do pluck. The center.
Yeah. I got you.
That's it.
They're nice.
Thank you.
Full and...
I've never looked at your eyebrows before.
And bushy.
Really?
You guys both
have great eyebrows. Look in the camera. Don't worry.
Merch will be sold at the shows. And as I mentioned in last episode and in last bonus episode, working on new designs for Nevermind exclusive merch, Nevermind specific merch, because right now it's kind of like... Veronica lore style merch. But we want to separate that and make some Nevermind specific stuff. And I've been cooking up some food designs.
Yeah. I've seen them. They're very good.
Any more questions?
Any more questions? Or one last one. I think I have one. Yeah. I think Connor, you told me this one earlier. Kyle, have you ever thought that someone was the one?
Oh yeah, that was one I asked.
Is that so, was one that was in there?
Yeah, it says, "Hey Kyle, this question's for Kyle."
Who asked that?
Oh, Jabali said, "Hey Kyle, this question is just for you." He said, "Let me find it here."
Yeah.
He said, "Oh, have you ever thought someone is the one that you were dating?"
Yeah.
"And are you dating anybody right now? And you're not allowed to lie," he said.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Or else your family.
Or else. Well, yeah.
Or else your.
Or else your whole family will. What do you say? Sorry, I have to scroll down.
Lose all their money.
Yeah, lose all their money.
Okay. And,
yeah.
Well, I don't really get into the dirty details of things.
Right.
So, I can't really speak on that. Yeah.
Jabali's gonna be mad, dude.
Sorry, Jabali.
All right, well.
Okay.
Is there no other questions?
Have you guys... Well, there's some of them that are liked, and I don't know if I've answered them. There's one that... How do you guys deal with setbacks? Have you answered that one?
I haven't.
This is a good one. Colin Veronica. How do you guys... This is from Adrian Dubicki. Colin Veronica, how do you guys deal with setbacks? I know you guys have openly spoken about some challenges you have faced, but what does the grind look like in the background? Do you find yourself getting really deliberate in your actions to overcome things, or do you just trust the process and let things run their course until things are back to normal?
Both.
Both.
And sometimes the...
It's a good question.
The latter of those two is something that's harder to do because you see the setback and you think to yourself, I have to do something about this. And then you try to do something about it. And then in a week or two, you go, well, back when everything was really rocking, when, like, you know, there was just loads and loads of good things happening and good news, we weren't being super deliberate in what we were doing.
Mm-hmm. And we even though it's still happening, naturally. You know, now we're just used to that.
But you know what I'm saying? It's just like, yeah. Acting naturally and just letting it all sort of happen. And yeah, trusting is definitely the way to go, which is hard. It's way easier said than done. And mm-hmm. we're not the best at that either.
We're learning.
We're learning it.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely. I don't know. I mean, this year I focused on my mental health the most I ever have. It's not the worst it's ever been, but it's pretty not the best it's ever been. And just also trust. It's so weird. Like when you didn't, when there were no stakes, I was like happier. but now I'm happy in other ways. Like I don't have the stress that I used to have, but yeah, being present and trusting and knowing, like, yeah, trusting that like it's not an accident or a fluke that or luck that these things have happened, so that you'll find that groove again and lightning will strike again and you are and just have fun with your friends and do the things that you're supposed that you're alive for, which is just love and friends and family and connection and community.
Boom.
Nice.
Done. Any other questions?
There's one cheese related one that I can end with if you want.
Actually.
We had cheese the other day at a really great restaurant. Yeah.
Where we're going to have cheese tonight too.
Fromage.
Poutine.
I'm already like, I had fried chicken for lunch. I'm like, I need a salad.
Were you guys, this one is from Ashlyn. Were you guys in attendance to the historic moment that is the cheese ball man? Have you heard about this?
No.
No.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, look up Cheeseball Man Union Square. I just looked this up. This guy in downtown New York City, is what I think she's at.
Union Square?
Just posted signs around town saying, watch me eat this entire jar of cheese balls. You know, cheese balls?
Yeah.
Those little like cheese
puffs.
Yeah,
they come in a giant thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He just posted signs around town saying like, come watch me eat this. And then he did that.
Live? Like where?
Just at Union Square.
He did it live at Union Square.
Yeah.
And people came to watch.
Yeah. He ate it all
by
himself.
That's awesome.
And like tons of people came out to support him.
And that's community.
That's the community.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
That's doing what you love.
Yeah. Trusting.
Yeah.
And it's proof that you can do anything.
Anything that you want to do.
This guy ate cheese balls.
It's a massive amount of people. I would do that with
baby bells. Actually,
how many people?
You know what
there?
I fuck with? Baby bells. Hard.
Oh, yeah.
Hard. Is that real cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is
for
it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even more. Yeah.
I was about to, like,
that's
you know,
real cheese.
Some Santa's not real type shit.
You're about to cry.
Yeah. If you told me baby bells weren't real cheese.
He also wore an orange mask, so he's completely anonymous. He did it for the love of the game.
Oh, I love this.
Cheese balls are funny, and eating an entire jar of one is a difficult task, but not impossible. That's his quote.
Oh.
Wait, this rocks.
It's pretty awesome.
That's great.
Not impossible.
That's great.
And
there's a moment.
He was anonymous, you said.
It's Michael.
I was going to say, it was not me. It wasn't me.
Yeah, we know, because it would have been hot Cheetos if it was
yes.
you, dude.
Oh, yeah. You could do a whole thing about Cheetos that big.
Duh. Easy.
Yeah.
I love hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
This news article is amazing.
Do you want to know what's going on in my world right now with hot Cheetos?
Mm.
It's honestly, it's really tragic. And it breaks my heart every damn day. So, hot Cheetos has changed the branding of their bag. And they're making it, it used to be, you know, orange and then has like the red on the bottom, whatever. Now it's black. It's orange and black.
Okay.
Okay. The more rare, harder to find, hot Cheetos, extra hot, comes in a bag that looks like what the regular ones now look like. And I'm not used to the fact that the regular ones look like this yet. And so when I see them out everywhere, I go, oh, they have the extra hot. And then
they don't.
I look at it and I say, that's the regular.
So what does the extra hot look like now?
Cheeto, no idea. Haven't seen it since.
So maybe they're just out.
No, you can't say that.
Okay.
Don't put that out there.
I won't. I take it back.
Don't put that out there.
Thank you, everybody, for listening and loving and learning.
We made it out of the 27 Club because it's episode 28.
28.
We did it.
Yeah.
We're here in Montreal. And the next episode might be filmed in LA.
Yeah. Or home. We don't know yet. We'll figure it out. We're on the road.
Could be filmed in LA.
We thought about doing a car episode and then I went, that's not safe. But we'll figure it out. Thank you so much for listening. And hey. And the bonus episode we're about to film right now, where
Patreon.
We are continuing and making our music, continuing the career that we have established.
Subscribe.
Follow.
Like button. Comment.
And yeah.
Shows. Link in the bio.
They're all coming up.
Merchandise link in the bio.
Yep. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.